Hey, welcome back to the Stokecast, and Happy New Year.
Woo! Happy New Year! Let's go!
2019.
Let's do it. I'm so ready for 2019.
Yeah?
Yeah. How many episodes is this, Jonathan?
This is actually episode 30.
What? This is crazy.
I know. It's hard to believe.
Who knew? Wowie. Wow, wow, wow.
The inception for this show was like March of last year, right? So we're coming up to almost a year of when we first started working on this.
Oh, she's almost a year. What are we going to do to celebrate her year long?
We'll have to figure out something special for the year.
I guess we should probably focus on 2019 first, setting our intention for that.
That's right. Yeah. So actually, today, I mean, it's a special episode that we have for you today, and hopefully you like it, but this is our first episode since the first episode, where it's just going to be Emily and I chatting with you.
What?
Are you going to stick around and hang with us, even though we don't have a big-name adventure guest on?
You better, or I don't know what's going to happen. Nothing will happen.
Emily's not going to do anything.
I'm not going to say I love you anymore. Sure not going to do that if you just drop off right here, so we're excited.
Yeah, we thought episode 30 and the first of 2019 would be a really good episode just to kind of, reflect on where things have come from, how we've grown with this, and just see like where we're at, but also where you're at. We want to share kind of what our big goals are for the year and then also give you kind of like a framework, whatever I do, whatever Emily does, for how we go about, strategizing what our goals are going to be and our action plans for making them happen. And then hopefully by the end of the show, you'll not only have some unique new insight into our lives and feel a little bit more connected in that way, but you'll have some good strategies and insights to go and tackle, your own goal planning if you haven't already done it for 2019.
Yeah. And this is not like a resolution. I actually hate that terminology because it's like, well, you can just reset at any time. It doesn't matter if it's the beginning of the year or whatever, but because this has been such a special year for us, we thought, why not just put it out there to the world? And I'm sure other people are making goals as well. But we will check back in, and we will want to keep each other accountable. So it's not just going to be a let's sign up for the gym and then go for 2 weeks kind of situation. At least not for me. And I hope not for our folks.
Why is that the most popular resolution?
And
always the example that nobody follows.
Just don't go to the gym the first 2 weeks if you're a regular gym goer because you're just going to get annoyed. You're just I hate to say it. That sounds so mean, but it's true. So I'm not gonna hold back. It's quite frustrating. It's because people like they go through the holiday season. They're like, oh, I ate a lot or whatever, and they're like, this year I'm definitely gonna do it. And then the success rate of that is what 20% maybe that they like stick to that. It's not good.
No, it's not.
It's frustrating for us regular gym goers.
I just don't really go to the gym anyway. The gym's not my space. I don't know. I'll go to the rock gym.
Yeah, that's the gym I'm talking about. But yeah, even in the past when I was like at a regular gym, even my gym at my office is like overrun during that time. And I'm like, guys, where were you all year? Like, come on, I'll go with you if you want. It's fine.
All right. Well, gyms and resolutions that don't hold aside.
I'm going to get some, some. Don't at me. Don't tweet me. I don't even look.
What when you think back to 2018, what kind of stands out for you?
Well, I didn't really. I'm really looking forward right now because this year was kind of a shit show. What stands out the most, I think, is probably getting way into trail running. That's probably the thing that stands out the most. Besides, like, going to the Dominican Republic, that was amazing, too. I did a lot of travel this year, and honestly, one of my things next year, I look back and I'm like, oh, I forgot that I went to the Dominican this year. I forgot that we went to OR and I spent some time in Colorado this year. Like, it's crazy that in that short of a span of time, I kind of forget, first of all, how fortunate I am to be able to travel and go do these things. But then, like, what happened while I was there, and I have a terrible memory. So I'm trying to be more conscious of, like, putting those memories to paper or at least, like, making small notes of places that we've been. But, yeah, I think as far as physical pursuits, trail running was, like, a huge, beautiful, beautiful thing that I got into this year. What about you?
Well, I would agree with that for sure. I mean, trail running for this was definitely the year of trail running. And and I mean, it started because when my wife and I hit the road last winter and we kind of settled down in Arizona for January and February, that was the first winter that I hadn't really been in a place where I could ski and snowboard. And so for that whole winter, really all I was doing was running around trails and climbing Camelback and getting really into that.
I just pictured you actually running around like in circles when you said that.
Yeah, running in circles around Arizona trails, not knowing, tail between my legs, no snow.
Just like chasing squirrels and stuff.
That's me. Yeah, me and Ellie, my dog, we go after the squirrels. So yeah, I got real, real into trail running because of that. And then coming back back east, I mean, after that amazing road trip, that adventure, and just like you said, it's been a whirlwind. I feel like so much happened this year, but it's also been the fastest year ever.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the things in my life, like coming back from that and then obviously starting to work on the Stokecast with you and that kind of being a pivot for me and the content that I was doing through Explore Inspired in a big way. And then I had the Philippines trip doing a new documentary out there that was the end of August, but then also in April.
That was the end of August?
Yeah, right? I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And and then in April, I led a couple guys up Mount Shasta as like a pilot for these like business adventure retreats that that my friend Russ and I are planning to run in 2019.
Yeah.
And man, what else? I mean, obviously my wife and I bought a house.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah. We're in it right now.
We're in it.
In the sound studio.
That's
very
right.
Official. I don't know why I got really close to the mic for that one. That's a lot of stuff to happen in 1 year.
And that's, I'm sure if I looked back at my calendar, there'd be a lot more. And it's just scratching the surface. I mean, obviously with Trainual too. I don't know. I've mentioned it a couple times, but I mean, my brother and I have a software company called Trainual.
Yeah.
And he heads it up with the rest of the team out in Arizona. And that's why I fly out there like once a month and continue to run around.
Ruin our Stokecast schedule. Yeah.
Well, I got to go run around in circles in Arizona.
Yeah.
So no, I go out there and I've been like obviously seeing my brother more than ever and seeing
awesome.
My nephews and my sister-in-law out there. And so it's been really, really cool, really exciting in a lot of different aspects of my life. It's a good year.
I also should mention that I got Kata this year.
Oh, yeah.
And that seems like it was years ago at this point, but it was in March of this year. And that was probably the biggest learning experience I have had in a long, 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 long time and probably will be for a long time. But Kata is my puppy from Haiti. I think people know that by now. But Alex...
If you haven't been listening.
Yeah, but Jonathan's wife, Alex, is on the board for the Street Dog Project down there, and I was able to get a cute little, basically miniature chocolate lab through that program, and she's been a weird, 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 cute dog. So we're she's great. She's added a lot of joy to my life. She's also chewed up so many things, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Well...
So that's a little bit about Kata.
What a year.
Yeah.
Oh, and we both did the marathon. My first marathon,
yes.
Your first trail marathon.
Yeah, that kind of like, that's a good segue because I feel like that stoked the fire a little bit.
Did it stoke the fire?
Yeah, I think I ended that, and I don't remember saying this, but Andrew told me that I said it. My boyfriend, he was like, when you ended it, you said, okay, I'm ready for 50. And I was like, that sounds like me, but I don't really remember because it was just like a blur and I was like with a group of people finishing all together and it was great. But
I thought I was going to amputate my legs.
Yeah, those pictures of you like falling down at the finish line are really, they're funny, but they probably weren't funny at the time.
Yeah, I mean, as I talked about, I think in the outro for Hillary's episode, right? It's the pursuit of pain.
Yeah.
At that moment, I didn't want that pain. I did not want it. But now I'm already thinking, like, when's the next big race, right?
Yeah.
What are we signing up for?
So speaking of 2019, we're trying to set our intention and figure out, okay, what are our kind of big bucket of goals, right? And how are we going to tackle them? That's what we're going to chat about.
What's
right?
your big bucket?
I have a couple big buckets. I wrote them down. So one is, this is the biggest bucket for me, is quality time. I want to make sure that's like the highest priority of anything that I do. And that is inclusive of family and friends, and, you know, spending more time with your family and friends, it's like, you know, pretty high level goal. But it's also inclusive of spending quality time training, because I found myself a lot of like different times this year going through like busier cycles in work or the Stokast or with Kate or whatever happened. And I'll get to the gym or I'll go for a run and I'll whatever I do. But it's never like full throttle. It's like, I shouldn't say never. During those times of stress, it's never like 100% you're going for it. Like you're totally worn out by the end of the workout, whatever. So it's almost like, I mean, is it worth it to work out in that time? So I'm thinking of quality time as, yes, I want to spend more time with my family and friends and make sure that that is a clear, clear, clear priority. But also quality time in that I need to spend the time that I do have to train and the time that I do have to do physical activities, like 100% all the time.
Improving the quality of any
improving
time
spent. Improving the quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of my buckets. What is one of your buckets? Do you have buckets?
Oh, yeah.
Duckets, if you will.
I have I have four buckets.
Four?
Well, so that's kind of like, that's my goal framework.
Okay.
Which, like, is should we kind of cover your goals and then get to my framework and then my goals?
Yeah.
I think that we should do that.
I just want to talk too much. I get nervous. So, okay.
No, you're good. I'm enjoying
my
listening.
My second
everyone
bucket.
Everyone else is too.
Shh. My second bucket
everyone
is...
sorry, I'll stop interrupting you.
Is physical pursuits. So obviously quality time kind of talks about that a little bit, but physical pursuits in that I have like a couple goals in each of the mountain sporty stuff that I like to do. So one of them is a 50K. So that's on my radar to do a trail 50K once I move out to Colorado. And another one is to up my outdoor climbing game. And I know that's high level too, but we can talk about that. And then the last one that I just forgot. Oh, I want to finish the 48 in New Hampshire, and I still haven't done it, and we have to do it before we leave. So that's it.
Didn't you say that on the very first episode?
Listen, I said before we leave.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, but we've made progress.
To bring it back full circle, that was your goal then as well.
I know. It's just so annoying, and that's kind of one of the reasons we're moving, because it's just such a hassle to get up there on the weekends. It's like, can be 3 hours one way. And so, like, when you work all week and then it's just a hassle. You know, we have to, like, plan it out. So that's my second bucket. And then my third bucket is, this is, like, a bit more maybe woo-woo. But because I'm moving to Colorado next year, I am wanting to have an open mind and heart. Aw. And so... I don't know if anyone feels this way, but as adults, it's like way harder to make friends because you're not in these like weird social circles that are forced upon you when you're a child. And so I am trying to have a really open mind. I'm someone who's like can be pretty cynical sometimes. So I'm trying to keep that open, keep the mind open, keep the heart open to new experiences and new people and putting myself out there a bit more than I would now because I have like, you know, a community here. So open mind also in that, I want to keep focusing on like listening to different types of podcasts or like making sure that I'm continuing to read a book at least every month or maybe more and keeping that as part of my goals as well.
I like
so that.
I'm
done with my buckets now.
The friends thing is hard. It really like, I have found myself, feeling like bad about that sometimes because I do have a wide network of friends from all the different places that I've lived and like really tight with my, you know, high school buddies still and my college friends and like
shout
all these.
Shout out to Ethan.
Obviously, yeah. Shout out to Ethan out in Colorado. But no, all these friends in so many different places that like I don't want to neglect any of those relationships, but it's a serious effort to try and like stay in touch in a way that's meaningful. Yeah. And then with that in the back of my mind and trying to, you know, plan trips or plan, you know, nights out or whatever it is with the people that are already in my life, I find myself sometimes like I'll be taking the dog for a walk and like see somebody and be like, you're nice, but I kind of don't want to talk to you because I don't have any more room in my life for priorities of relationships.
You need an open mind and heart.
I need more of an open mind. Yeah. I know. I try to battle that because everybody is unique and amazing and I – But sometimes you just don't want to talk to people.
I get it. Like, I work at an actual office, and sometimes in the morning I'm just like, I don't care. I don't want to talk to you yet. Like, can we just wait a little while? Like, even on the train in, I'm like, not yet. No, I just need to, like, read my book, not talk to anyone for a while.
Yeah. No, it's good. I like your buckets.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, so my four buckets, it goes back to, like I said, the framework that I use for goal setting. And this kind of came into my life about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through an organization called Wake Up Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you're wearing a Warrior shirt right now.
Am I?
You're so on brand.
You're right. I am. just got back from the event in San Diego. So I had learned about Warrior like 3 years ago. I was doing some content with my friend Russ, who owns Design Pickle. And it's a graphic design service. And that was the whole reason I was in the Philippines doing a film with him and Design Pickle. But but he basically, like, his life was kind of falling apart at that time with his marriage, with his business. It was pre-Design Pickle. And and he kind of started into this program, which at the time it was just for, like, married businessmen.
Yeah.
And now they've since launched Warrior Women. So there's a whole women's only group as well. But I saw, like, the changes in his life dramatically. He went sober. His marriage is on fire. His business grew to 8 figures. And, like, he's just, like, crushing it.
Yep.
And then my brother got involved with it about a year ago, and he, you know, he never had an issue with like home life or with business, but he never really took his physical training really seriously. And as soon as he started going to the Warrior stuff, like, he signed up for a Spartan race with me when I moved out there in January, and that was his, like, first thing. And since then he's like. Runs. He's doing the 100-mile-month challenge with me right now, and he did his first triathlon. And, like,
I follow him on Instagram. He's getting after it.
Yeah. So I saw these transformations happening to, you know, very close people in my life, and so I figured I'd go check it out. And I did in June. And so part of what they teach at Warrior, it's like an accountability group in a way, and they teach a lot about goal setting. And they use this framework called Core Four, and it's about body, balance, being, and business, and setting 12-month, like, seemingly impossible targets, and then also 90-day challenges in all four areas that allow you to kind of get there, that are quantifiable, that you can check in 30, 60, 90 days. And then, like, after that 90-day mark, you set your new, like, you're still looking at that, you know, 12-month benchmark, but at that point you set your new next 90-day challenge. And so I've been doing this for now 6 months. And like, that's the whole reason that I did my first triathlon. That's the reason that I signed up for the mountain marathon with you. It's like, it's impacted a ton of different areas of my life, and the progress has been incredible. So that's kind of for me. And the buckets go, like, as far as body goes, you're trying to hit your core four every day too. So it's like a 12-month and then a 90-day and then.
Awesome.
And then an everyday thing, and you're trying to hit your core four every day. And so for body, it's like fitness and fuel. And so that's like making sure that you at least, like, wake up and sweat. And then, like, for me, it's like have a green smoothie. And then,
which are amazing. If you ever get Jonathan's green smoothies, you know you've made it. They're so good.
it's vanilla protein powder with frozen banana, frozen pineapple, spinach, and almond milk, and some flax and chia seed. It's pretty simple.
And love.
So yeah, it's getting a sweat and a green smoothie, and then move into the balance bucket, and that's like partner and posterity. And so it's like, I'll, you know, text Alex or write a little love note on a Post-it or something, like, every morning, and just a note of appreciation. And then the posterity is, like, to reach out to, you know, one of the friends that we were talking about, or like my mom or my dad, like family and friends. And then the being side is meditation and memoirs. So I'll do like 10 minutes meditating with Headspace, and then I'll just kind of journal, like, what came up. And then the business side is discover and declare. And so that's like, I'll listen to a podcast, or I'll read a chapter in a book, and then I'll, you know, do an Insta story or a Facebook, like, post or something, just like sharing what I'm reading, learning, or you know, whatever. So that's like the methodology of the core four for every day.
I like it. Well, are you going to talk about how your goals fit into those
right
now?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just talking a lot, but hopefully
that's
that,
how
like,
I felt too.
Hopefully that set up a good understanding of kind of like how I approach goal setting. And also, I mean, we'll get into how Emily does it too, but feel free to use that. Ask me anything about the Core Four and or check out Warrior or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, it's great.
I remember when you first came back from that, I didn't know that you were telling me the methodology from that, but you were like outlining it to me and I used it and I was like, oh, that's good. I'm going to think about that more often. And I've actually, it's been like the back of my head, like, how are those doing right now? It's not as like formalized as what you do with it, but mm-hmm. I think it's helpful even to just like have as a foundational layer to the rest of your goals, even if you maybe fall off some of the 90 day or whatever.
Yeah, no, yeah. Totally. And so it kind of, it's like those four, as Chris Burkhard in his episode,
yeah.
Episode 14, I think it was, his
wow, great recall. Got it.
His four burners analogy,
yeah,
which was
yeah.
not actually his, but he shared it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, so the idea of the Core Four is so that you can keep all four burners on and
yeah.
still find success in all four aspects. And like, I totally get and empathize with that analogy that Chris had shared.
Yeah.
And I think most people do that. You have to like dial into one more than the other, or turn off this to be successful here. But the Core Four, you know.
You can try
system
for it.
Is basically to like keep you on track in with all four burners on.
Yeah, I think that's good. And even if you don't make it every single day, I mean, at least you're trying
yeah.
to get them.
So I'll give you just my like big 2019 goals
cool.
in all four areas. So one, body. You know, I have a few on here, and it's run an ultra, just
mm-hmm.
like you.
Oh my
so
gosh!
So I actually
cute.
Was looking at the Zion 50K in April. So maybe we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll take it offline, or we can take it online. We're literally on a podcast. So.
I have not booked anything
we're recording.
Yet. Right. So run an ultra.
Okay.
Skiing is a bucket for me
because. Oh, I forgot to say that too.
Well,
okay,
you can
sorry.
Add it. You can add skiing.
Yeah, I
want right
to ski.
Now.
Three times this year, which would be a 300% upticked from last year.
That's great.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, skiing, I just got my first pair of skis, and I'm so
oh, yeah,
excited.
You're a snowboarder.
So excited. Yeah, because I've snowboarded forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was after Denali last summer that, like, I splitboarded that, and on that expedition, I got off the mountain thinking if I'm ever returning to Denali or any kind of mountain for like a backcountry ski splitboard kind of thing, if I'm ever returning to anything with that logistical scale,
yeah,
not a chance will I go on a splitboard again. Because like
trying
to like be on a rope team and manage a sled with hundreds of pound of gear, like standing sideways.
Oh my gosh.
As, you know, the team is pulling against you. It's just impossible to descend. So more than anything.
Yeah.
And it's heavier gear generally.
Yeah.
So, so I was like, it's like, all right, if I'm on a, you know, I'll have more fun on some like epic terrain at a ski resort
yeah.
if I'm on a snowboard because I can hit anything. But skiing is a whole new beginner challenge for me now. So I'm really excited to do that. And hopefully within this year, progress enough that by the spring, summer, I can look at doing things like skiing Pico de Orizaba or skiing, you know, getting back on Denali in a year or two or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to just like go hard at skiing.
I think you'll do well. I think it's going to be so much easier than you think it is.
I have a basic
you
understanding of
skied.
Balance and edge control and all that.
Right.
I have
but
skied.
Snowboarding looks so much harder than skiing. I know nothing. Go continue on.
So the last of the body thing is just another big climb. So,
yeah.
And that ties into possibly something ski related, but like I said, maybe Orizaba or, my friend Chris and I have been talking about going to Alpamayo.
Okay.
Down in Peru.
Sure.
Which is just, it's if you haven't seen that mountain, Google it. Like anybody listening right now, please Google Alpamayo because it's one of the most beautiful, like striking faces you've ever seen. It just looks like a shark fin with like all these spines on it. And it's a like a pretty epic climb.
Yeah. Okay.
So that actually might be something with Adrian's company.
Oh,
I'm
awesome.
I'm going to be looking into that.
Alpenglow Expeditions.
That's right.
Love it.
Or maybe Cotopaxi. So,
yeah.
So just like a big climb, run an ultra, and hard into skiing.
Oh, just a, yeah, just that.
Those things.
Next bucket.
Balance. All right. So for me, for balance, it's reinstating weekly date nights.
Yes.
And that's not double date nights. Like those are great too, but that doesn't count. It's got to be you one-on-one with your partner.
Yeah.
And Alex and I did that religiously for a while, but then as things got busy with like, you know, just our work and and then moving as well, like our lives have just been a little crazy, and we've been like ships passing in the night at times. And so I really want to reinstate the weekly date nights.
Love it.
And then also we have just kind of like working on houses and taking down wallpaper together. So maybe some of our weekly date nights are like HGTV date nights.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't have to be, right, sit down dinner. It can be, let's just like chat about, you know, like let's just make sure that we have a face-to-face conversation tonight for 30 minutes or whatever it is. Like, what do you guys always do dinner? What is your normal?
I mean, it can be movie? Different fun things. Like you can go, no, it's got to be like conversational.
Talking.
Yeah.
Yes,
like, I mean,
like
you could
that.
Go bowling, or you could go like to
acro
yoga or like paint night or whatever.
Yes.
But it's got to be something that you can converse with each other and just be kind of like together.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Majority of the time it ends up being dinner. But
yeah.
But it also is pretty important to kind of get out of the house and
sure.
just separate yourself from your surroundings and not just be in sweatpants. And like actually just like
what? I don't understand.
What? Not sweatpants?
Does
not compute for Emily.
Have you ever seen me in anything but that? I don't think so.
So that. And then also I think way back when we talked to Sarah Heron on the podcast, I had mentioned that I was trying to get into, like, Alex had got figure skates for me.
Yeah.
And I was going to try and do the axle.
Yeah.
So that's part of my balance is actually putting the time into like
literally balancing.
Literally balancing on skates. No, yeah. actually going and doing the sessions on the ice with Alex to see if I can make that happen.
That's a great date night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just falling on ice for
right?
Or maybe not falling, I don't know. You're sending it. Go ahead.
So being, I define being as something that just like spiritually and emotionally fulfills me.
Yeah.
And so that it's about like sharing what's within me, right? And so so with being, it's to record an album. Music was my first love. I played in bands
before the Stokecast.
Yeah, before the Stokecast. But I played in bands like my whole life growing
cheated.
Up, and then in college when I wasn't in a band, I was always doing like solo acoustic shows at bars and even out in Colorado, I was playing all the time.
Yeah.
And then it was like after I went and did the Between the Peaks trip, I had a little backpacker guitar with me. Of course, I brought that. But then
yes.
when I got back and I was just working on the film and I was working in marketing and like life got a little busy and music got deprioritized. And so like I have recorded a couple songs, and like if you searched Ronzio on iTunes, you will find like two of my singles
nice.
or like one of my music videos is on YouTube. So I've done little things in the past, but it's been on my like list forever to actually release an album, and I've got like 13 songs already written that I just haven't spent any kind of time or effort into like refining and recording.
Wow, your 2019 is gonna be full.
It's gonna be fire.
Gonna be real full.
I know. And business is threefold. One is blow up the Stokecast.
Woo!
In a good way.
Like don't blow
it
up.
Don't we're not gonna
like,
kill it, blow it up. But like
but crush it.
Yeah.
Nope, that's bad too.
No, Crush It's good. You ever read
we're
Crush It
crush
by Gary
it.
Vaynerchuk?
Way to test my book knowledge on live Stokecast. How dare you? No, I haven't. But anyways, we're gonna freaking blow it up.
We're gonna blow it up. So that relies on you, listeners.
So get
please,
yourselves together.
Yeah, please. If you're enjoying the Stokecast 30 episodes deep, share it with everybody. It helps.
Yeah.
It helps us. It helps us keep doing this.
Yes, please. Please.
So that's the Stokecast world is just to blow this up and get this. I mean, we actually just landed in top 20 skiing podcasts.
Oh, I did see that. Actually, I think I shared that with you.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw that too.
So,
yeah, we were texting.
So now we want to definitely land in top 10 outdoor industry podcasts.
Yes. I love that. Let's do that.
And then, so Trainual, the software side of what I do. Right now, we're basically in January. We launched in January, and we had about 20 users then.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have over 700 companies using Trainual.
Cool.
In over 30 countries.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
yeah.
grown fast. It's
yeah.
like 3,000%.
Yep. Wow.
And
that's like higher than my ski percentage.
Yeah.
That I'll get to
that
this
is.
Year.
So the goal by the end of next year is to get that number up to 3,000 users.
Wow.
And
by the end of next year?
By the end of next year. Yeah.
Yep.
And then the Philippines trip, we're still working in post-production with the Design Pickle documentary. So that's still something that is part of my
we'll be released.
Explore-inspired you know, content, brand story world that we're going to release in 2019.
Awesome. I'm sure we'll hear more about that.
Yeah.
As it comes out. Should I share my tips?
Yes, please.
Okay. And also, listeners, you should share with us, like, what your goals are, obviously. Share your goals. And if you've used any of our tips that I'm about to share mine, but if you use any of our tips or you have any of your own that you want to share, please obviously reach out to us because we love hearing from you. Okay, a couple of things that I noted this year. I had really big, I think lofty goals, some of them this year, and some of them I accomplished. Some of them I had to level set with myself. And I think one of the things that I really learned this year, actually one of my friends, Lauren, at my day job, taught me about Gretchen Rubin's four tendencies. And you basically figure out, based on your personality, you do like a quick test or whatever, it's like a quiz. Based on your personality, it's like what motivates you, what communication style works best for you, that kind of stuff. And I think that was a big eye-opener for me because I just kept trying to create accountability in ways that continuously didn't work for me. Like I would try to just myself put a training program together or, you know, have my boyfriend make a training program for me, which was really thoughtful and great, but I needed more than that to be able to actually do it. Sometimes it's intrinsic. Sometimes I need a lot more to motivate me. So it, just thinking about who you are as a person, thinking about your natural tendencies, and then motivating yourself and creating accountability according to that so that it's not just like, you know, you're not doing everything to other people's standards. You're doing it to what works best for you. So I'd highly recommend looking at that. If you want to know your tendency or what how you create habits, the best way for you to create habits. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing, which I've alluded to a lot in this podcast, is I am a huge fan of whiteboards, and I'm a huge fan of actually using them. So my partner and I, you know, we'll every 6 months or so, we'll sit down, and I have a huge whiteboard. It's actually black. It's really cool. And it has like fluorescent pretty colors that we use. And we look at, for each of us individually, what we want to accomplish in the next 6 months or even for the year. And sometimes that'll change. And then below that, we'll have what we want to accomplish together as a couple. And then just things on the radar to start thinking about, to start planning for, et cetera. And then just making sure that's in a place that you can always see it, so it's always top of mind. For me, it's literally when I wake up, it's like the first thing I look at in front of my face. And randomly, like throughout the week or the months after we put that together, I'll just go up to it and I'll stare at it for a while, which is kind of creepy and weird, I'm sure. But and I'll just think about, okay, like what am I going to do to make sure I can accomplish this? Or have I already accomplished this? Great, exit out or whatever. And so that has been really, really helpful to me, not just because of the whiteboard, but I think for anyone who's looking to accomplish anything, it's great to have a partner who feels like they're holding you accountable. Like you told someone your goals, you shared that with them, and they told you theirs, and you're both like checking back in with each other. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't need to be your like romantic partner. That can be your sister or your friend or your colleague or whoever it is.
Your podcast partner.
I shouldn't say like my life partner, but you're like my podcast partner. Anyways, I'll get away from that. and that has been really helpful for me. I really have had a good year, I think, as far as figuring out that what worked for me when I was maybe a bit younger does not work for me now, and I need to just tweak the way I set up goals for myself accordingly. And I think that's okay. And you don't have to be this like, I used to see myself as like, you're really a go-getter, Emily, and you're like, you know, you're always intrinsically motivated. And while I instill those things, I'm certainly like a lesser degree of them in all aspects. I'm a higher degree in some, but like I just had to be kind of gentle with myself. And I think other people should do that as well and just try to figure out different ways that they can motivate themselves, but not letting themselves like off the hook. That's not what I'm advocating at all. So that's it.
Well, what do you think is going to be your biggest obstacle to some of the goals specifically?
Yeah, I think that honestly, climbing outdoors is always my biggest obstacle. It's always the thing that I'm like, I need to get better at that. I want to get better at that. I need to get over my fears. I need to be better at lead climbing. I need to, you know, whatever the flavor of the every 6 weeks is. And I do make progress, but I don't make it at the level in which I make in other aspects of my life. So then I deem it not, it's not progress to me, because I feel like I should be much better for having climbed indoors for so long. You know, it's just like a continuous cycle. So I think that'll be the most challenging, but I am signing up for a training program through one of our guests, Chris Hampton. So I'm excited to at least like get pretty strong, because I think that'll also bleed into me having more confidence too. And I'm reading a lot of books about like self-talk. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So what's Chris's climbing program?
Well, he has a ton. So I actually, I'm sure he doesn't want everyone to do this, but because I know him, I emailed him about it and asked, like, based on what I'm doing now and what my goals are, what he would recommend. And so he has ones that are kind of like off the shelf, if you will. So they're like, you learn to climb a 512 if you're like in the 511 range or something like that. Or he has like some small ebooks for similar to that, but a little less deep, I think. And then he has custom programs, which like are a little bit higher of a price point, but then you have like a one-on-one person who actually creates a custom plan for you. And then they like hold you accountable, blah, 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 blah. So I think I'm gonna do the one in the middle from what he recommended, but now that I'm literally talking about this out loud, I might need to have someone holding me accountable. So I'll think about it. So I'm excited to do those, because I think that'll be a nice like new thing that I'm doing that will like reinvigorate some of the love I have for climbing.
So that's, I like that.
Yeah. I feel like I did talk a lot, but it's just because we always interview people, so I'm not used to talking this much.
Right. It's definitely weird.
It's like weird. Okay. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that I think that probably my biggest hurdle right now that I have to jump over to, like, obviously I have some lofty goals in all four of those areas.
Yeah.
And I mean, to accomplish all that, I need to get better at getting out of my own way. because I just have this like tendency to say yes to kind of everything.
Yeah.
And then just, I've always prided myself on my ability to get shit done.
Yeah.
And just like be able to kind of like be this like superhero delivery like engine.
Service.
Of just being able to like in all different aspects, you know, whether it was this project or that, or like to kind of just allow my, I don't know, like I've always just been like, yeah, I can get it all done.
Yeah.
And I've just noticed as different things in my life have scaled or expeditions have gotten more grand, I have to dial back certain things, or at least optimize the process and like streamline things in my process and stop the bottlenecks. So for me, it's about like learning to kind of delegate away some of the things that keep me in the weeds. Like, I'm not trying to like stop progress on anything. Like, I will still try and get everything done, but it's a matter of like, do I need to be the one doing all of this, or can I start like get a virtual assistant and like
start to delegate
and like kind of free up different tasks and learn to like manage more than do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think that goes back to, as we grow older, as things change in our lives, you're not going to always be that person that, you know what I mean? It's just because, I think that's really good that you're like, personally, I think that's good for you.
I know. It's a huge growth moment.
I just touched Jonathan's shoulder to say, good job.
I appreciated that.
I'm not a touchy person.
So how would you sum up what, you know, if a listener wanted to take your strategy for approaching goals for next year, how would you sum up like that action plan?
Yeah, so I would say first, just like literally, whether it's coffee or sometimes for me, it's, you know, a nice bottle of wine, depending on what you like to do. But just think about, if I look back in 2019 at the same time next year, am I going to be proud of what I accomplished? Am I going to be happy with what I did? And then think about what would make you happy in order to get to that level of pride for the year. And so when you're thinking about that, I honestly think it's good to talk it out loud with a partner or a friend or something like that, So think about that. Write down 5 to 10 things that you want to accomplish this year and be as specific as possible with each of them. So if you want to climb the next grade, write that down on the whiteboard. If you want to, save a certain amount of money, write that amount down. Because I think that visual also helps you, like, prioritize it. So then once you have that, go through each of them. I'm not saying you have to write this down on the whiteboard, too. I don't know how big your whiteboard is. But go through each and have at least 1 to 3 action items that you're going to put in place in the next, month or so to set yourself up to start accomplishing them. So you don't have to accomplish them right away, but just know that, like, if you want to save, 12K in your whatever, in your savings account this year, you know that you have to put 1K away every month so you can start to, like, work back from the end of the year. So that was a convoluted answer, but I hope that's helpful.
Definitely.
What about for you?
Yeah, so if you were going to kind of follow my my formula there, how I do things, the core four, basically it's a way to gamify your day.
Yeah.
So, right, it's like thinking about, fitness and fuel as part of body, right? Each of those is a half a point. So if you woke up and you went for a run or you sweat in some way, like you did some push-ups and pull-ups and whatever in your place, and then you had a green smoothie or whatever, protein shake, whatever that is for you, give yourself a point, right?
Ooh.
And then in being, like if you wrote that note, if you made that call for your partner, for your posterity, then that's another point. You got the two. So gamify those things with being. Did you meditate? Did you write? And give yourself that point. And then with business, did you discover something new and did you declare it? Did you share it? And so the goal is to get 4 points every single morning before you really start your day. So, like, I'll get up at like 5 or 5:30 and I'll do those. I'll get those 4 points.
Five or five thirty. You're cute.
I'm telling you, it's tough at first, just like cold showers. It's a tough habit, but like once you start it, it's really, really good for you, and it fuels you. And so, the goal is to do those things before you start the day, because like you'll find if you just try it that doing that gives you so much power, and you are so on for the rest of the day. So that's just on a daily scale. And so like if you were going to kind of do this strategy, that's your daily goal. And you want to make sure that your daily goal is laddering up to your 30-day goal and your 90-day and your 12 months on a larger picture. And so you can start with just a Google spreadsheet and just start with 90 days and just do like 3 months worth of lines on that spreadsheet with 4 columns for your or 8 columns. No, what is it?
Yeah, 8. Fitness, there's 2 for each.
2 for each, yeah. So 8 columns.
Math is not the strong suit here at the Stoicast.
I'm blanking out. It's late. So so I get your 8 columns and then just start keeping track of, like, are you doing that every day? And how is that, like, working up towards you fulfilling the goals that you set? Like, for me, for instance, if I'm saying that I want to run an ultra, like, right now, to kind of get back into running shape at that level, I'm doing this 100-mile month. So it's got to be something like very quantifiable too. Like if my goal is like weekly date nights, then I'm saying like at the end of 90 days, I've had 12 date nights with my wife.
Yep.
So just set those goals that are laddering up, quantify them, and track them daily.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have a quick question about this framework.
Mm-hmm.
If you find that you have new things you want to add into the framework or something's shifted and you want to change your goal, like, do you feel like it's okay to edit the 2019 goals overall?
Yeah, I mean, things
at
evolve.
At any time.
And that's why you're not setting, like, you're looking at it as more of, like, 90-day goals.
Cool. I like
and
it.
Because things will change and things will evolve. Like, for my brother, for instance, he had a goal to do, I think one of his, like, quarterly goals was to swim a mile. And
that's hard.
Or it was a mile or it was a half mile or something in under a certain time. He put a time limit on it of like just increasing his speed. And he ended up getting, because his last 30-day or 90-day goal was doing a triathlon, he had already been in swimming shape. And so he actually got that within the first couple weeks of, doing it.
So he was like, I need something
harder.
And
so
harder.
He ended up changing that and making a new goal. So it's okay to pivot.
Okay, cool. I want other people to know that that was a leading question. So.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, so feel free to
Nothing is set in stone.
Shoot me a message and ask anything about that. Obviously, I'm happy to share whatever. I mean, Warrior has been awesome for my life, and it's not for everybody, because it does feel very like I was never really into like fraternities or I don't know, things like that, like brotherhood kind of stuff.
Like rah-rah stuff. Yeah,
I was never really into like that, but it in a way feels kind of culty, but it's also like awesome. And just like
every cult feels awesome when you're in it.
Exactly. So but no, it's made a big difference in my life and a lot of people.
Then that's great. Right? And if you find something that works for you, it doesn't matter like what the outside perception of that thing is, unless it's like very bad. Then don't do it. Lots of cults are not good. This is a good one. But anyways, thanks guys for listening to our we covered a lot of ground there.
We did.
That was good. And I really would invite you guys to share your goals with us. Share, pictures of your whiteboards if you use those as well, because I'll be interested to see what other people's looks like if you have them. And
if you have different strategies for like creating, your own goal framework, and maybe you already planned what you are going to accomplish in 2019, or maybe you're still thinking about it and this is helpful. But if you have whatever like lights a fire under you and is an action plan for accomplishing those goals, if it's different from ours, which likely it is, everybody's got a different flair for how they plan, share it. Love to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think that if this is your first time like creating goals for a full year or whatever it is, like Jonathan said, feel free to reach out to us and we're happy to chat through some of it with you. And we love you.
So that's it for our second solo episode.
We did it.
We did it.
We got through. I am parched and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. You
no,
go
but
back to Kata?
I'm ready for 2019. I feel reinvigorated and I'm ready to kind of just blow shit up in a good way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So let's do it.
Awesome.
So thanks guys.
Thank you so much. And of course, as always, if you haven't yet, hit that subscribe button and share the stoke.
Share that. Yeah.